I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Hola, I'm Vani Kabir, your divorce monk, and I bring to you Happily Divorced, a 13-episode series of my podcast, which is a HD Smartcast original. And I can't express how happy I am to share my journey with you.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
There is this woman who's taking comeback coaching sessions with me on dating after divorce. And I got an email from her today. She's been divorced 13 months ago, and she now likes somebody in her office, and it's sort of a mutual thing. And the email says that I am scared. The whole email, it's so lengthy and it's got so many things that she wants to say. And of course, I can't tell you all. But the bottom line of everything is that why can't you date after divorce? She's asking me tips on what to do if she goes out on a date. That's the funny and the easier part. But the harder part is, why can't you do that? What stops you from living your own life after you've been divorced? You were in a marriage, you wanted to make it work. It didn't turn out to be that way. You decided to move out and work for yourself. Why is it so hard to understand, and why doesn't the society allow people who are divorced, especially women, to go ahead and live their own life? Aisa kyun hai ki agar aapke saath ek bachcha hai, to aapki shaadi kisi bachche wale insaan ke saath hi ho sakti hai? Ya agar aap divorced ho, to aapki shaadi ek divorced insaan ke saath hi ho sakti hai. Why can't you find a partner who never was divorced or never was married? It's just usual. Your heart doesn't know that the other person's divorced or not. Your heart doesn't know what the other person has gone through in as a marital status. Your heart knows what the other person has gone through in life. And that's what you connect with. Dating after divorce is just as normal as anything else. Absolutely normal. I don't understand why the society and why these women get up and tell women who are divorced that you can't. You should be living your life for your child. Iske aage ab tumhari koi life nahi hai. Kyun nahi hai? Why is it that men are not told this? When men get divorced, there are a lot of people that are chaperone, and they are far more comfortable in dating after divorce. I don't say that this is right or wrong, but by the natural happenstance, they're just more comfortable getting into those shoes. While women, they're made to feel guilty. There is no reason to feel guilty. If you're taking your own breaths in your own body and you're smiling with your own mouth and you're doing things with your own self, it's just so normal. It's absolutely normal. Coming back to me, let me tell you, when I got divorced, the only thing that was there in my mind, which was fed by the society and my parents, was that I should get married. Because shaadi nahi hai, to kuch nahi hai. And there was a time that I desperately wanted to get married. I desperately wanted to get married. And because of that desperation and that vulnerability of being left alone, ki ab kya hoga life mein iske baad, and that uncertainty growling over me, I went into some very uncaring and demanding relationships. Wo aise relationships the jinko main chahiye thi, but they never wanted my son. They never understood the fact that I am divorced and I would need some supernatural degree of understanding and care for me to come at pace with you. I was never on the same plane like everybody else is. So, life after divorce is so much more tougher. But dating after divorce is not a taboo. There's one tip that I want to give if any one of you is wanting to date another person. First of all, a big hug that you're trying to do that. Showing your vulnerable heart to another person once again is a very, very brave thing. I'm so proud of you. But when you're going to meet another person, please make sure that you do not disclose your life in the first few meetings. Though a lot of people say ki sachai sabse pehle table pe aa jani chahiye, sachai honi chahiye. Aapko jaake bolna chahiye ki aap divorced ho, aapka ek bachcha hai ya nahi hai, aap kahan kaam karte ho. The reasons for divorce, your anxiety, your thought process, what you go through during the day, all the sad story that you have with you, that is very personal to you. That should not come out easily. That should only come out and only to that person whom you trust. And trust cannot be formed in one meeting. You have to disclose yourself bit by bit, layer by layer, because this will help you retract back if something goes wrong. So this is my one bit advice to you if you're dating. And you can also reach out to me for comeback programs at vanikabir.com. You can reach out to me on Instagram at vanikabir. You can also write to me in length on podcast at hindustantimes.com. And this beautiful podcast is presented by HD Smartcast. And you can follow HD Smartcast by HD Smartcast name on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. So, itne sare mediums maine aapko de diye hain. Aur ye sare mediums pe you can reach us and write back to us. And I am always listening. So, till then, bye-bye.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.